Blackstone Audio presents The Disposable Man by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Preface. The Disposable Man came about in three curious sequential steps. A source of mine for an earlier book, someone who'd spent many years within the CIA, threw me the one-liner that, according to his own unscientific survey, more of his now-retired spook colleagues had moved to Vermont than to almost any other state in the Union. Pure hyperbole, of course, but fun to consider. Later, a dear friend of mine, Bob Backus, the quintessential country doctor, and one half of the duo on the dedication page, heard that comment and immediately volunteered the name of one such man, who happened to live right up the road from me. That man, Leet Ekstrom, the other half, not only volunteered some of his unclassified tales of adventure, but added to the first guy's puckishness by adding that his job description at the agency was as a disposable man, meaning someone who'd give Mr. Phelps of Mission Impossible a run for his money when it came to being a deniable asset. Of course, I returned to the fellow who'd begun tumbling these dominoes, and I asked him about disposable men. Pure nonsense, he assured me. Leet was just having you on. But of course, what else could he say?
Chapter 1. Ron Klazuski drove with both hands on the wheel, his eyes intent on the twisting dirt road ahead.
Do we know for sure this isn't a dog or a dead deer or something?
Tyler asked from the back seat. I twisted around to face him. Not according to Sheila. She checked it out. It's definitely a man. J.P. Tyler.